Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right. America is a constitutional America where you actually talk to, interview, and decide who you want to be your sheriff. You talk to and decide who you want to be your city council, who actually chooses and hires a police chief. So the people who enforce laws around you, which is the Constitution and the statutes of your state, those are people that you chose to be there. Now imagine the people in Washington, D.C., a senator out of Utah, for example, or whatever, coming in deciding how your neighborhood's going to be policed. I really believe in my spirit. I just want to say that and put that out there. But then now you're looking at, that's exactly what happened in Germany. They merged the whole thing, and next thing you know, they had a Führer, who, that's what, mm-hmm. Means leader for Hitler, and he worked his way politically to a point, but then he had the Night of Long Knives, where he basically had Parliament and convinced them, after burning it down, to sign their rights away. And you're looking exactly what Rick Joyner's saying, that we're on the same path. We are on the very same path, like a dress rehearsal for what happened in Nazi Germany. Let's listen now.
Rick, we really do want to talk about America today. I know it's heavy on your heart, and the Lord has shown you a lot concerning the future of America, and not to be doom and gloom, because we also believe that there is a revival and a move of God coming as well. But talk a little bit about the demise of America, the Supreme Court, et cetera, things that are on your heart.
Well, the America, I had to go back to the foundations to first see for myself, is this a God thing? Did he really, have a special purpose for America? And because I really didn't know. And but after years of study and search, I saw the hand of God. I saw his purpose. And to me, we're not the New Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. We're not the kingdom of God, but we're a nation with a purpose and a calling. But you have to make your calling and election sure. We have to choose the way of God. And I think we've been used as a nation in some unique ways that no other nation has ever been used in the same way that we have been. But I don't think we've fulfilled our purpose and destiny yet. And so I wanted to first get in touch with, this was a God thing. Wanted to see his hand, mm-hmm. see his purpose. And then, as you said, two roads, there's a saying, if you don't change your direction, you end up where you're headed. Mm-hmm. I think for a period of time, decades now, we've been on the road of the downward spiral. Mm-hmm. And we are headed for destruction. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to, if we stay on this road, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be just us morphing into some socialist, mm-hmm. Type of country. It's going to be, I think, worse than what was experienced in Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. Now, I went back to the roots of that, too. I spent over 30 years with some of the most well-known and probably the true authorities on what happened in Nazi Germany, some of my best friends. I spent decades with them, spent years in dialogue trying to understand, because I believe what happened there was a dress rehearsal for what the devil's trying to do in the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Today. What did you find in those two histories, Germany and America?
Well, we're coming to a similar time of economic shakeup. And I think, what happened in Germany when their mark collapsed, the German mark, which was their currency, it opened the door to the worst forms of tyranny and evil. Mm. And I had been shown back in 1987 that our dollar was going to collapse and that I would find parallels for what the greatest dangers would be when that happened and what happened in Nazi Germany. And I just so happened to right away meet the man who was thought of by me to be the foremost authority on what happened there. And he had been the American commandant for the Spandau prison that housed all the Nazi war criminals. He helped lead Rudolf Hess, von Schirach, Albert Speer to the Lord, some of the most famous Nazis who we're going to find in heaven, who all met the Lord in spectacular ways. It was because of Colonel Byrd, but Byrd, I spent, many, I don't know how many times we went and he took us on tours. And of course, you'll see his name on the credits of almost every World War II movie. And but we both had the same thing, the feeling this is going to come to America if we don't understand it and we don't turn from the way we're headed.
And when you say that, when we turn, because you said earlier, making our calling and election sure, and if we don't turn, and in saying that, what can we as leaders of the body of Christ, directing the people of God and the church of God, what do we have to do in making that turn?
One thing, I think some of the greatest crises we're facing is because of a lack of leadership in the church and a lack of courage in the
courage,
church. I was just with some senators and congressmen in Washington, and one of them, it broke my heart. He just said, you know, you would see a whole lot more courage in Washington if we saw a lot more courage in the church.
Wow.
He said, we don't feel like the church has our back. Wow. And we've got to take our stand with what he says is evil is evil. What he says is righteous is righteous. And we've got to take our stand on that without compromise. And we've got to preach these things for the sake of those who are in the bondage of the sin to set the captives free.
What we've seen over and over again is America's going to be brought to a point that it looks like it's over. You know, we're going to make this available to you because we have a lot of time, but one was that our national security would just look like it's over, but then it would rise. Another one is America's in chains and it looks like it's going to be enslaved, but then it breaks loose and then it's chained again and then it breaks loose again. And the end result of that one was I saw it totally break loose, but there was that struggle going on. And finally, Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence just released a prophetic word where he saw America, the entire United States of America, at nighttime, like if you would, and lights over, and he just saw the word Ichabod, which means the glory had departed. God is going to leave America, for example, what it would mean. But it never fully materialized. It kind of just started to come, the word started to come in. It was big across the whole United States. But then it just started kind of fading back away again. And it seems like we're going to be brought to the brink of humility. When I think about this, I think about Ziklag. You know, Ziklag, here's this man of God, a man after God's own heart named David. He's the king. And the enemy just came in and stole all of his stuff, stole his family, and he thought it was totally over. It was so bad that he had to, and everybody began to turn on him. And here he was called by God to be able to lead them. And they began to blame him, and all this kind of stuff was going on, and his family was gone, everything was gone. And it says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. I mean, you're gonna begin to put down things, write things down, and put shelves of remembrance up so you can remember what God has done. Because we're going to go through something that looks like you're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You're going to have to take the time and remember the wonders of the Lord. Because when you do that, I mean, you can hold on. You can really hold on. And of course, when they came through that, God restored everything back after Ziklag. You know, plus some, and nobody was left out of that. And so, but sometimes we're going to go through a Ziklag, and it looks like based on what we're seeing, obviously we're presumptuous, you know, and we're prideful, and we go like, we don't have to repent, and we stay rebellious towards God. Well, it's not going to be a Ziklag, it's just going to be an overlag, right? I know we've got to close here. But I just want to tell you that to be prepared. We have been blowing this trumpet that we've been talking about, that God defined us as a trumpet. And I have a trumpet on my shelf to remember what God says. Like, that's what we're doing. That's right. Got to put this word out. We're seeing the atmosphere change like God showed Rick Joyner in the book. He wrote about it in his vision that he had, not the final quest, but the torch and the sword. That the more you talk about truth and begin to, you know, like Rick Joyner said, the Congress and the government saying, listen, the church is not behind us. If you would wake up and get behind us. And what happens is the church gets behind government for the wrong issues versus like, hey, we've got to begin to get for righteous issues in a humble way. I mean, we can't point our finger at anybody because it's us, my people, who've gone astray. And so I just want to pray with you right now. I want to encourage you. This thing stops, what God told John Paul Jackson, when we cry out to God and just ask God to begin to soften your heart, Lord, that I would feel again. Don't let the enemy just harden your heart, that you would feel compassionate towards what's going on and you would feel the pain of what's happening so that you would cry out to God. Father God, we love you. We thank you that you're speaking to us and that you love us enough to warn us and to tell us what's coming. Lord, I just pray right now for each and every one that has suffered great loss across this world, across this nation, that you would comfort them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the leaders, that they would understand that God has put you, allowed you to be in this place to lead for a time such as this, and that if they would have responded to that prophetic warning, the third prophetic warning that we just saw today, then things may have been different, that things can be different in your state. Things could be different in your city. Things could be different in your county. I just believe that, you know, like I was told, that you're going to begin to just judge things differently. If that state stands with you, you're going to bless that state. If that city stands with you, that you're going to bless that city. If that family stands with you, you're going to bless that family. No longer is going to be some corporate United States thing. But Lord, I just pray for each and every one right now that you would comfort them, that you would speak to them in visions and dreams, that you would lead them, Lord, in an abiding relationship with you, Father God. If they hadn't yet become a disciple, they'd become your disciple, Lord, we pray. And Lord, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, to America. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.